Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary and Cyclone Sports Review. I am your host, Trevor McNeil. And welcome back, as I apologize for not having the podcast for the last week or so. I've been very busy with school. But today is Friday, February 11th, and we have a really packed episode. I will be recapping Iowa State at West Virginia in men's basketball, previewing Iowa State at TCU in women's basketball, Kansas State at Iowa State in men's basketball, Omaha and Iowa State recap in softball, and then previewing Iowa State versus Nebraska in softball and Iowa State versus South Dakota State in softball, which we play tomorrow. The Cyclones fell out of the top 25 polls after a home loss against Kansas by a score of 61-70. And a road loss to Texas by a score of 41-63. On Tuesday night, Iowa State took a rough loss on the road to West Virginia by a score of 63-79. This loss was brought to you by horrible free throw shooting, horrible defense, and many fouls. Iowa State shot 22 shots from the line and only made 12 of them. Many of these shots were missed 1-1s. Iowa State also fouled a total of 24 times and sent West Virginia to the line for a total of 29 shots. Our shooting was not too horrible, though, although West Virginia definitely game-planned for Isaiah Brockington. At the half, Brockington had 3 points and 1-5 from field. Brockington ended with 11 points and went 4 for 12 from the field. Iowa State's leading scorer panned out to be Tyrese Hunter, who had 22 points and shot 7 for 15 from the field and 2 for 8 from downtown. Grill also once again shot only threes. Grill went 4 for 6 from downtown and ended with 12 points. For West Virginia, their leading scorer was Taz Sherman, who had 16 points and only shot four for 10 from the field, but went 3 for 5 from downtown. West Virginia ended with 4 players in double digits. Iowa State falls to 16-8 overall and 3-8 in conference play. With that, we are now last in the conference. However, Iowa State women's basketball continues a great season, remaining in the top 10 at number 9. The last week consists of beating number 25 Kansas State by a score of 70-55 and beating Oklahoma State by a score of 76-58. Iowa State currently leads the conference along with number 12 Oklahoma, as both teams are 9-2 in conference play and 20-3 overall. Tomorrow, Iowa State women's basketball travels to take on the TCU Horned Frogs. Ashley Jones, our leading scorer, averages a double-double, almost averages a double-double, as she averages 19.4 points per game and 9.1 rebounds per game. Lexi Donarski averages 15.2 points per game, as Emily Ryan averages a stat line of 12.1 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and 6.7 assists per game. TCU comes into the game with a 6-14 overall record and 2-9 in conference play at 9th in the conference. TCU is on a 6-game losing streak. TCU's leading point scorer, rebounder, and assist leader is Lauren Hurd. Hurd averages a stat line of 15.3 points per game, 6.4 rebounds per game, and 4.1 assists per game. Iowa State averages 78.2 points per game, 41.1 rebounds per game, and 12.2 turnovers per game, as we shoot 43.1% 5% from the field, 81% from the line, and 38.1% from downtown. TCU averages 61.5 points per game, 35.7 rebounds per game, and 16.9 turnovers per game. TCU shoots 37.7% from the field, 68.8% from the line, and 27.9% from downtown. This is a good team to play 2-3 zone against. TCU isn't good from downtown, and we don't want to give them easy looks. TCU is also not too good from the line and very careless with the ball. This should be a good tournament warm-up game. After a rough 3 games, this is a good opportunity to bounce back. With 7 remaining conference games, we have a chance to not be in the Big 12 tournament second round play-in. Last year, the breaking point between the play-in and the second round was a 9-8 record. At the moment, it is 4-7. We're currently 3-8, meaning we're only 1 game back at the moment. There's nothing to worry about. Sure, we might be on a 3-game losing streak, but we've played the really tough part of our schedule. The remainder of our schedule is Kansas State tomorrow, at TCU, Oklahoma, West Virginia, at Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and at Baylor. Our only hard game left is Baylor. If we can win 5, maybe even 4, we should not have to play our way into the second round. Also, with 4 more wins, that should pretty much be our magic number to make the NCAA tournament. Anyways, let's preview Kansas State. We come into this game with a 3-game losing streak at 16-8 overall and 3-8 in the conference. Kansas State comes into this game off a loss to number 10 ranked Baylor by a score of 60-75. Kansas State is about as inconsistent as Iowa State. Kansas State's leading scorer is Nigel Pack, who has an average of 17.7 points per game. Mark Smith of Kansas State averages a stat line of 11.8 points per game, 8.4 rebounds per game, and 1.7 assists per game. Marquise Nowell averages 11.3 points per game for Kansas State. Kansas State averages 67.2 points per game, 34.4 rebounds per game, and 11.6 turnovers per game. Kansas State shoots 42.1% from the field, 70.6% from the line, and 33.7% from downtown. For Iowa State, our leading scorer is Isaiah Brockington, who averages a stat line of 16.6 points per game, 7.8 rebounds per game, and 1.6 assists per game. Hunter averages a stat line of 11 points per game, 3.2 rebounds per game, and 4.4 assists per game. Iowa State averages 67.8 points per game, 33 rebounds per game, 14.1 turnovers per game, and we shoot 43.8% from the field, 69.2% from the line, and 31.7% from downtown. This should be a good matchup like every game in the Big 12. Nebraska kicked off their season in softball against Omaha. Not much to say about that one, as Nebraska kicks off their season with a 6-1 win over Omaha. A bit later, Iowa State defeats Omaha again by a final score of 10-2 in 5 innings by a run rule. Nebraska just now took a loss to Northern Iowa by a score of 2-1. Nebraska falls to 1-1, and Iowa State is now 1-0 to kick off the season. Northern Iowa is about to come back and play South Dakota State after beating Nebraska. Northern Iowa is now 1-0, and South Carolina has not played a game yet, but this is about to change. Anyways, that wraps it up for today's episode of Cyclone Sports Review. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off. Thank you.